This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do we have any more Gene Hackmans? Who is the comparable Gene Hackman in the movies today? By now you've heard the news. A legend. There is no debating that in any way. An acting legend has left us. And as CBS pointed out at the top of the hour, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO, they are now labeling this as suspicious, where Hackman, his wife, and one of their dogs found dead. Everybody in separate rooms. The dog in a closet. Hackman and his wife in separate rooms. Two other dogs roaming free. Some obvious concerns, Dave, where people think, okay, gas. Right? They just were in separate places, didn't realize it, and they died. But then TMZ, of course, it's TMZ, and everybody else is following TMZ about a prescription bottle open with pills scattered on the countertop. So suspicious is the word. So we'll follow that part of the story. But I think of Gene Hackman, and we would occasionally mention Gene Hackman the last 5-10 years and say, we miss Gene Hackman. I mean, I'm looking at Vanita, and I'm looking at Adam and Jordana, and they already had you text in that, you know, your favorite Gene Hackman roles. You certainly can do that again. But, Dave, the list is voluminous.
It's a good list. My goodness.
Oh, my God. It's who's left right now that has a list close to that? De Niro? Pacino? Am I done?
Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks? Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Cruise. I mean, Morgan Freeman, Denzel, I guess.
Yeah? Right? All good names. And then younger individuals. DiCaprio has a phenomenal list that he's built.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper's not at that level. Obviously, Meryl Streep.
Yeah. Matt Damon's getting close.
Yeah? Right? Again, French Connection. I mean, I guess if I think of one role for him, I think French Connection. And that's, I'm six. Okay, so I didn't see it when I was six. But I saw it later. And as Popeye Doyle, he's amazing. I guess if I think of two, is it Hoosiers? Is it Unforgiven? But, I mean, I so love Royal Tenenbaum. It was such a brilliant Wes Anderson movie. Bonnie and Clyde as Lex Luthor, Mississippi Burning, Birdcage, Enemy of the State, Crimson Tide, The Firm, and there's so many more. And among the quotes I saw, He described himself as your everyday mine worker. That's what he looked like.
Yeah.
Your everyday mine worker, right? Piercing eyes, but was he the typical dashing, handsome Redford Newman? No. Good-looking man, but he could morph into anything and everything, including comedy, right?
Yes, for sure. You mentioned it with Royal Tenenbaums.
And even the way he played Lex Luthor. Okay, more just this bemused guy. You think about his brief appearance in Young Frankenstein.
That's right, the blind man.
Yes. So when I say who's Hackman now, I'm saying he could be the lead. He could be the sidekick. He could have, I mean, think about all the memorable back and forths he had with so many great actors. I mean, with Eastwood in Unforgiven. You know, I like the book, The Firm, better than the movie, but the movie's pretty damn good. His scenes with Cruise. How about Crimson Tide with Denzel? How about in Mississippi Burning? I mean, Bonnie and Clyde. And it makes me think, so here's where I'll tie it to me, and I wonder if people are with me. The movie experience for me, you know, my mother brought me to movies, and I loved movies, and I'm sure I still do. The pandemic changed me. And not, I mean, zero fear. Okay, I'm not, I haven't made this decision because I'm worried about getting sick, going to movies. Take a guess how many movies I saw at a theater last year.
Two.
That's it. You nailed it.
Yes.
Quentin movies. I went to two Quinny movies. I'm not kidding. There are years I would see 50, 60 movies. And I mean, I lead a busy life. I'm not suggesting in any way I'm so busy I can't see a movie. That's utterly ridiculous. Do I consume more things through TV shows? Although last few months I'm not watching a lot of TV shows. I started a Paradise, the Sterling Brown show the other day. Really like it. I watched that OJ doc. It was great. It wasn't the top one. It wasn't OJ Made in America, but it was really good. But like the Oscars are Sunday. And we both absolutely love Conan. And he's hosted. And there's a lot of movies. And we're lauding on the Screen Actors Guild, although I don't know why I don't get the screeners. I need to check. It might be that I say it. I'll say it again. We'd be better without the union. Maybe that's playing a part. But for me, it makes me shake my head and think, why am I not going to more movies? Why am I not seeking out other great acting? Because it didn't end with Gene Hackman. They're still brilliant performers, writers, cinematographers, producers, directors today. Because I rarely am the person, Dave, who says, back in my day, it was better. I think for too many people, as they get older, that is the default on almost everything. TV shows were better. Politicians were better. Carpets were better. My God, air was better. Everything was better. Sometimes it's right. You know what? A lot of times, nah, you're just living in the past. And there's tremendous material, whatever it might be available now. So when you think Gene Hackman, what comes to mind? I just think of versatility that very few people have ever had in acting. Always loved when he was interviewed. Didn't you enjoy when he would talk about his craft and his life?
Yeah, he was great. He's a good Letterman guest for sure.
Great Letterman guest. Great Larry King guest. And obviously his health has not been great because his last movie, I think, I looked at, wasn't it 04?
Yes, Welcome to Mooseport, 2004.
I saw it, yeah. And he's 75 then, right? We got a lot of people. I mean, De Niro's in a movie every week, right?
Well, he's got a new series now, too.
He does. He's playing two different roles, right, in a movie coming up. So do we still have the Gene Hackmans where it's the everyday-looking guy who can play, honestly, the producer-director says, I wrote this role. I know Gene Hackman can play four of them, right? I mean, they knew Hackman could play any role because he could pull it off. And the movie experience for you, when we have so many options, when we have all the streaming options, when we have all the social media options, and then the pandemic altering things, are you fully back into the movie experience? Because I'm not, and I'm a fool for it. I'm missing too much of what I used to love, and I'm sure I would love now. And I need to change that. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Omicid.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When I think of this recently, I think of movies because David Tennant, the uber-talented David Tennant, was the host of BAFTA, you know, their Oscars. And he came out and opened the show to this tune. And it was great. He was getting people involved. It was tremendous. The music theme today, Dave Harrigan, is?
Our theme is in honor of those brave 9 members of the Minneapolis City Council that did vote to override Mayor Fry's veto of the plan for for George Floyd Square and keep the dream of that pedestrian mall alive, Chad.
Yeah.
We've got walking music today.
We'll get to that at 1:35. We'll also, we wanted Latricia Vita on today because she's so good in this. She voted against overriding the veto, and then she said, no, you should talk to Andrea Jenkins. We've talked to Andrea many times, so I'm sure we will again, but we wanted Latricia on today. So I'm Team Fry in this one. We'll get to that at 1:35. Okay. Among the text mentioning like comparable Hackman, like you mentioned Harrison Ford off here, and there's plenty. The thing about Ford is I don't remember Harrison Ford playing the third guy much, or the second guy much. I mean, maybe that's why I love him so much in Shrinking. I don't know if he's the... I mean, he's the character I love the most on Shrinking, and he's so damn funny. But you think of Harrison Ford, you just think, pretty much right from Star Wars, he's just a lead guy.
He's not even the lead in Star Wars. He's not Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
He's second banana to Mark Hamill. Harrison Ford doesn't have the...
It's a pretty prominent second banana.
Well, it is. It certainly
is. And after that, he's pretty much the main guy.
That's true. And he didn't do as much comedy as Gene Hackman has, at least in film. But, I mean, you mentioned Shrinking, and obviously, if you've ever seen Harrison Ford on a late-night show, an interview show, he's hilarious.
He is. He's a 10 on late-night shows. He's so damn good. Even now, he's so damn good. How about Anthony Hopkins among the texters?
Sure.
That's a good one. Sam Jackson. I think that's a pretty good... I mean, not as many maybe at the highest level, right, that Oscar-worthy, but Sam Jackson, he can crank out some movies, right?
Yes, and... You know, when I think of Gene Hackman, a lot of times I just think of those scenes where he's really fired up and angry.
Yeah.
Like you get a lot of, you mentioned Crimson Tide. I watched that movie 30 times. And,
yes.
You know, between he and Sam Jackson, that is a skill that those two have, maybe higher than anybody else, that can, when they're angry, they are angry on film.
Hauser mentions Sean Connery. When Sean Connery was around, he could do that for sure. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
How about Robert Duvall? I think he could pull that off. Duvall was, you know, amazing. Eastwood? Where does Eastwood fit in this?
You'd be better than me because I haven't seen enough old Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. I think he was, man, again, lead guy so often. Again, Eastwood and Hackman in Unforgiven. Amazing.
Was Eastwood the same quality of actor as Hackman? Not to say Eastwood was bad.
I think that's a fair question. My lean is no, but still really good, right?
Oh, sure.
How about this one? This text. My favorite... Fun fact about Gene Hackman, this texter, he was the top choice for Mike Brady in Brady Bunch.
Really? That would have been a different show.
I just want to, I mean, texter, are you having fun with us or is that true? We could Google that, I guess. I mean, and again, he pulls off comedy. But if he's Mike Brady, when did Brady Bunch start? Late 60s maybe? It's got to direct him a different way, right? You know, people talk about Get Shorty. Yeah, he's amazing, Get Shorty. And just so many brilliant roles. Like, for you, were movies, like, I'm, like, J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons is a great character actor, for sure. More of a surge in his life, wouldn't you say, the last 10, 15 years? And whereas for Hackman was cranking out borderline every year multiple prominent movies. Just stunning. How about you and the movie experience? Because I'm not back, and I should be back.
Not back much. We saw two movies in succession, one week after another. Was it late November, early December? It was Moana 2, and then I can't remember the name of the Christmas movie we saw with my niece and nephew. But aside from that last year, and I don't think there was maybe one more, but I don't think there was. It's, you know, part of it is just busyness. Part of it is
yes.
Movies cost much more now than they did pre-pandemic. And a lot of it is simply, you know what? The movies come out, especially if they're, you know, kids' Disney movies. We pay for Disney Plus. They're going to be on Disney Plus,
right?
You know, in a month or two. So why are we shelling out the money unless it's one they really, really want to see?
That is the craziness now, right? I mean, the movie's out. You know, you're excited. And then, wait a second. 17 days later, it's on my TV right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes. A number of people confirming that Gene Hackman was the initial pursuit to play Mike Brady.
I'm getting conflicting reports on that via Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, really?
The legend about Gene Hackman almost becoming Mr. Brady is not true, or at least very exaggerated. Hackman was on Sherwood Schwartz's wish list for maybe Mike's, and he'd hoped to set up an interview with the actor to discuss the part, but it never actually happened.
Okay.
How close?
Good info.
We'll see.
Twins game tomorrow. So we're not on. And that means Major Garrett is coming up now. Little bonus Major Garrett on a Thursday here on News Talk 830 WCCO.